We're going to be reading the Rudra Stadhyay. You know, a lot of people call it the Rudri. Also from South India, they call it Sri Rudram. And usually they're talking about two chapters of the Ashta Adhyay of the Rudram. They're usually talking about the Namakam and Chamakam. So we went on the internet the other night and we did a search, and there are many recordings of the Rudri and Sri Rudram. But they only gave chapter 5 and chapter 8 at best. Unfortunately, with our connection, we weren't able to listen to any of them. So sometime we'll make our own recording. Now remember, there are as many different styles of chanting, especially Vedic Sanskrit like this, as there are sadhus. There's a South Indian style which we won't even be able to understand that it's Sanskrit. And there's a North Indian and there's the East Indian. So we're on page 31. We're going to start chapter 1. Chapter 1, Om, I bow to the husband of Parvati. Om, we invoke you with offerings, O Lord of the multitudes. We invoke you with offerings, O Lord of love. We invoke you with offerings, O guardian of the treasure. Sit within me, giving birth to the realm of the gods within me. Yes, giving birth to the realm of the gods within me. We are reciting with the Sanskrit meters Gayatri, Trishtup, Jagati, Anushtup, Pankti, Brihati, Ushnik, and Kakup, which have been demonstrated to bring you peace. We are reciting with 2 syllables and with 4 syllables, with 3 syllables and with 6 syllables, without meter and with meter, as has been indicated, to bring you peace. In ancient times, the 7 rishis understood the path by which to return to divinity by consistently perceiving that the natural order of the mind is united with hymns and meters. May our waking consciousness replace pain and suffering with divinity, as also our awareness when asleep. May our radiant aura of light extend far, filling our minds with light. May my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. The excellent actions of thinking beings, steadfastly offering their knowledge in sacrificial union, is the ancient means of enhancing the wealth of the people. May my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. Being firm in that supreme wisdom which fills consciousness, that inner light of the nectar of bliss within all beings born, may we perform all actions from that imperishable truth. May my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. By means of this supreme wisdom, all beings in the manifested worlds of the future will be able to completely dwell with the nectar of immortal bliss. By means of the sacrificial fire, attended by 7 offerings on 7 levels of consciousness, may my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. Now remember, we have 7 levels of consciousness: Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, Mahajana, Tapaha, and Satyam. And in each level we have a paradigm of reality. And those are the offerings, 7 offerings on 7 levels of consciousness. Gross perception, subtle perception, intuitive perception, the perception of all that exists in the manifested universe. All perceivable material. The world of all knowledge. The world of all light. And the world of Sat Chit Ananda. 7 levels of consciousness. 7 offerings on 7 levels. This is where the Rig, Sama, and Yajurvedas have been established. The conveyance of the great attitude, from where all the highest contemplations of all life emanate. May my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. He is the excellent charioteer of the horses of mankind, awakening them from sloth and laziness to this renewed energy, established in delight for both the old and the young. May my mind be filled with that firm determination of Shiva, consciousness of infinite goodness. Thus ends the first chapter. So in chapter one, we're praying for the sankalpa. Can we have the determination, the presence of mind, the dedication, just like Shiva has, so that we can raise our consciousness, both for the old and the young. We can bring our consciousness to that awareness of that internal reality, from the gross world all the way to Sat Chit Ananda. We're asking, please, give us the focus, give us the determination, give us the dedication, give us the sankalpa. Tanme manaka Shiva sankalpa mastu.
Can you explain a little bit about these thinking beings and what they're doing is an ancient means of enhancing the wealth? What does that mean?
Well, what is the wealth of the people? It's our peace, prosperity, our wisdom, what is conducive to the good health of the population. Our spiritual well-being is our wealth. Now, these thinking beings, monashi, people who are using their minds, people who are manifesting their minds, they are the thinking beings who are doing this excellent action, which is offering their knowledge in sacrificial union, the knowledge of spirituality for the benefit of the people, so that the world lives in peace and prosperity. People are thinking about how to help others, not only about their own selfish interests. Their offerings of sacrificial union, how to bring everyone in their paradigm into the harmony. They're striving for a harmony in their every action, and that's their wealth. And they bring others into their wealth, and that increases the wealth of the people. It enhances the wealth of all who join in that harmony.
Talk more of sacrificial union.
Yeah.
Sacrificial means the sacrifice of selfishness. Mm. Giving up our selfishness is the only way we come into union. Mm-hmm. Sacrificial union means the sacrifice of selfishness so that there is no I, there is only we. And that's the only way we can come into union, is by sacrificing selfishness. So long as there's selfishness, there's me, and I'm thinking about me, and I'm separate from the union. By sacrificing the selfishness, we come into union.
By perceiving that the natural order of the mind is united with hymns and meters, that's how the seven rishis understood the path by which to return to divinity. Does that mean that that's the best place for the mind to reside?
Absolutely.
It's most happy when it's there.
Yes. Its natural state is in union with hymns and meters. That is, it's natural contemplation. The natural rhythm of the mind is to contemplate the praise of God through the Sanskrit poetry.
So to the extent the mind is out of that,
yes.
Then that's to the extent it's got some incoherence.
That is incoherence. And when we move into the Vedic rhythms and the meters and the rhythm of life of the hymn, then our life becomes a manifestation of praise to God. And that is the natural state of the mind. Good. Any other questions in chapter 1?
I have one more question.
Please.
Mm-hmm. In verse 8, by means of this wisdom, first of all, this wisdom, which wisdom in particular?
This wisdom that I am praying for my mind to have the same sankalpa as Shiva.
So, it says, by means of this supreme wisdom, all beings in the manifest world of the future will be able to completely dwell. What about the present?
Well, certainly. That's why we are singing this in the present, so that the people of the future, the next generation, will learn the way we put our minds into the harmony, the way we came into wisdom, so that the young people will remember our debt of karma that we owe to the ancestors by respecting the past the way we will want to be respected when we're old, and by nurturing the young people the way we want this world to become. Here the rishis are saying, we're doing this not only for ourselves, but we're doing this as an example to the young people, to the next generation, to the future generations. We're writing this down and saying, this is scripture. This is the path that we took to get into that harmony. If you take this same path, you can come into harmony, eradicate all the violence from your life, put your mind in harmony with hymns and meters, and focus your attention with the dedication, the sankalpa of Shiva.
And in that is where Rig Sama and Yajur Vedas have been established.
Yes.
When this refers to that.
Yes. This refers to the Rig and the Yajur and the Sama Veda, and even to Atharva Veda and to all the Vedic knowledge. So if we come into harmony with Vedic knowledge, then we come into harmony with past, present, and future. It's not limited to any particular time. Everyone can participate. In every generation, even in 2002.
Even in Kali Yuga?
Even in Kali Yuga. You see, there's a Yuga Dharma and there's a Vyakti Dharma. There's an individual Dharma and there's a social Dharma. And even though the world lives in Kali Yuga, if you dwell with hymns and meters of praise and you dwell in the Vedic knowledge, you have extricated yourself from Kali Yuga. And individually, your individual Dharma is sattva. Sri Ma has never visited Kali Yuga. She walks down the street of Manhattan and she's just in Satya Yuga. She doesn't even, totally oblivious to the fact that Kali Yuga is running around all around her. Of course, in Manhattan, Sri Ma puts one foot on the curb and 25 Punjabi taxis come screeching to a stop. Everybody else is out there flagging a cab. You can't get a car to stop for anything, but Sri Ma puts one foot to the curb and we have more offers for a lift than we can handle.
When you are leaving with ego, that is college.
You aren't kidding.
Yes, please. Huh? No? No question. Any other questions in chapter one? Please.
In 9, Swamiji,
yes.
It says, where all the highest contemplations of all life emanate.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly what this contemplation is. As it says, a conveyance of great attitude.
I believe it's saying that the Rig Sama and Yajur Vedas have come from this place. And they convey the great attitude. They explain the great attitude, but the great attitude is really in that place, which is the bindu from which the Vedas have come forth. Hiranyagarbha, the golden womb. So now, all the highest contemplations of life emanate from this womb. If you're one in the center, you're one with God, then that is all life. Will eventually return to that unity. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.